out a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And we held over the caller from the last hour, Andy in Texas. You're on the air.
Well, hey, thanks, Chris. No, what I was getting at is I harp on this sometimes. I think I've said it many times on RBN and other stations and stuff. But, you know, we were born into a society that was already established. And so we never got the real ability to be who we are because they already had manipulated us in a certain way to make sure that their agenda was carried out. And this agenda's been around since before I was born. It's been around since probably anybody alive's been born. And here we are in the middle of this agenda. And we all think that we're living normal lives because we lived in a society which told us the first thing people have to realize is you don't really know why you're here. Even if you find Jesus and God and whatnot, you can find some sanctity in that, but you really don't know why he put you here. Even if you know there's a creator and got this stuff done for you, you don't really know why you're here. But you can tell if you're alert that what's happening right now is you're supposed to be here, but this is making it very apparent to people that, look, this is not the way life is supposed to be. We're not supposed to live this way. And these people are trying to kill us simply because we're not living their way. They want to be God. They're controlling the weather. They control your water. They everything is government-owned. How convenient. So they can manipulate everything. But then you got billionaires who are rivaling above all these governments, and they're doing whatever they want. Who gave them jurisdiction to put chemtrails in our air? Was that the government ordered that? Or was that some private corporation that Bill Gates funded to do that? See, I mean, somehow, some way, we've got to break away from this, and it does seem overwhelming at this time. But I don't think people realize that this is a ELE event. So anyway, I'll just go with that because I think people need to realize the food shortage coming up. Your red wave that's going to come up in November. They're not going to feed you in 2023. In fact, they're not even talking about solutions to the food shortage. And we, those of us in the know that there is food shortages coming up. Those of us in the know that the chemtrails are causing Alzheimer's at the very least with all the aluminum. You know, I mean, those of us in the know a whole lot more than those of us in the not know. And that's the bummer in this entire thing, is because we can't wake anybody up. I am so tired of talking to people and getting rebuttals that don't even make sense. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, you're right, Andy. I always appreciate your insight and your calls, brother.
Appreciate you, my friend.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, as per usual, Andy's correct. We are just supposed to be drones in a pre-made society or a machination that is not ours. And if we're not good servants, good slaves, and act accordingly as cogs in a wheel, we will be met with fierce opposition, marginalized, ostracized. And now today, as I've been talking about, genocided. It's a powerful word, genocide. Look it up. You don't know what it means. To completely and entirely eradicate a peoples, a specific peoples. And that is an extinction level event, as Andy poignantly said, an ELE, for sure. If you're eradicated from this planet, from this earth, this world of existence, you're extinct. You're gone. And as all this is happening at home, with the criminal, illegal, mass immigration from the South, from Africa, from wherever they're coming in from, we're redistributing the wealth through this phony commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, and his entirely Jewish cabinet and advisors over to Ukraine, Israel, and abroad, with this false dichotomy, this false paradigm of war between two very different sides. Meanwhile, the Jewish banking cabal finances both and benefits from both. If you think that Putin is somehow a savior, you're wrong. If you think Zelensky and the Ukraine is somehow a savior, you are wrong. If you think Joe Biden or even a 2024 Donald Trump is a savior, you are wrong. Politics and religion are the works of Satan. His domain, not fathers. Look at what Jesus said and did, and not what the pulpit prostitutes speak of him. Was he for the man-made doctrines and religions? Not at all. Not even a little bit. And they killed him for it. They killed him. So why in the world would they be our friend today? It's a big joke. Here's an article from the Renegade Tribune from yesterday, October 21st. Ukraine is the new heavenly Jerusalem, part 2 of 2, which means there was a part 1, obviously. This is a compilation of quotes extracted from the most relevant and lengthy articles I have found on the new heavenly Jerusalem in Ukraine so far. I am providing with links down below if anyone wishes to delve further. This has been going on for a long time. It's always pre-planned, just like the COVID pandemic. Pre-planned for over a decade and more. You can find evidence of it way back. Quote, heavenly Jerusalem, also New Jerusalem, Israel 2.0, New Israel. The project is long-term. Its terms are determined by the Board of Benefactors. The time is described until 2049 and even after 2060. By the end of 2029, about 5 million Jews are expected to arrive in the new motherland for the construction of New Jerusalem. Another quote. Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is when he was PM, obviously, has already discussed the organization of the resettlement and settlement of Jews, as well as possible economic and political assistance in the implementation of the project, with the current Prime Minister of Ukraine, V. Groysman, Prime Minister of the Russian Federation, D.A. Medvedev, Senior Advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump, when he was president still, and a member of the influential Jewish organization, Chabad Lubavitch, Jared Kushner. Another quote, the official announcement of the New Jerusalem project is planned to be made after the adoption of the law on the decentralization of Ukraine in 2021-2022. Think they planned this? I do. I'm going to take the next caller, Chance, in West Virginia. You're on the air, Chance.
Yes, hello, Chris. Chris, I got to give you a lot of credit. Your show, from the beginning of today, when you started to now, has been very powerful. You touched on all the right topics.
Thank you.
I appreciate it much more than when you read, I'll be honest with you, because your commentary, like I said, since you started today to now, has been very extremely powerful. And the truth, you know, and you're so right. I'm getting so tired of people putting their faith in politics, in religion. Until people wake up and see that the power is in themselves and the Lord, that time and that time only will things change. People continue to be led around. It's amazing to me. It's tiring to hear people talk about these topics over and over. Because organized religion is a dead end. Politics is a dead end. Like I said, we have to put faith in ourselves and in our Lord. And that's it.
Yes.
And you seem to touch on that from the very beginning of today's show. And I think it was one of your best.
Thank you.
It was powerful. It was truth after truth after truth. I just hope people will take heed of what you said and look inside and come to the realization that, like I said, they have to put faith in themselves and in their Lord, and that's it, nothing else. And with that, Chris, thank you for taking my call. God bless you, and keep it up.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, Chance. God bless you, too. Yeah, I felt compelled today to just speak upon a few things that are going on and have been going on for several months. And they just blast us with the mainstream media nonsense to the point where they get their talking points into the churches, into everything, into the schools, everything, so that every person, everybody that's in their cookie cutter society will be on message. And if you don't promote the message, you're an anti-Semite. You're a terrorist. You're a domestic extremist. Whatever it is, Jesus warned us, and he told us plain, they will hate you for speaking the truth and speaking of me, but they hated me first. He knew the score, and he laid the groundwork for us. That's why Father Yahweh incarnated himself into a fleshly body, as prophesied in his word. Because he sees it all, knows it all. But we don't, and there lies the rub. We don't know it all, but we have free will. But we also have the spark of divinity in us. So it comes down to one thing, and it's hard to often do this, easier said than done, but is what I'm doing right now bringing me closer to God or bringing me further away? Think about that as you go on and carry out activities in your day. Are you truly present with Father, Yahweh? Or are you doing something that would shame you if he were looking over your shoulder? Which he is, right? Think about that. And I need to hear this myself. I really do. And I'm reading again from an article from Renegade Tribune, speaking of Ukraine as the new heavenly Jerusalem for the imposter Edomites who call themselves Israel over in the occupied territory in Palestine today. Quote, the executive director of the project, Igor Berkut, speaks as follows. The foundation, or financial foundation, is laid by divine providence. Today, 2 to 3 billionaires leave for the other world every day. If they leave all the inheritance to their relatives, it will harm them. They can donate money to the project. Assistance is also expected from the billionaires of Kazakhstan, Russia, and many other countries. This will be help from Russia, Germany, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, the House of Rothschild, the United States, from hundreds of family funds, from Hollywood, from Apple, Facebook, and Google. Quote, despite the scale of the project, its consistency with high-ranking people, Benjamin Netanyahu, D.A. Medvedev, V. Groysman, Jared Kushner, Leszek Balcerowicz, it is not covered either in the world or even in the local Ukrainian press on central channels. The exception is the Israeli press. Another quote from Berkut, quote, thanks to Crimea, we can bomb with impunity from heavenly Jerusalem any state that acts from anti-Semitic or anti-Israeli positions. Even if Turkey prohibits the passage of missiles over its territory, then a nuclear strike will also be inflicted on it. These are all quotes from Chabad's Khazarian Heavenly Jerusalem Project, March 6, 2022, by Fitzpatrick Informer. It's a new Khazaria, okay? And you heard of the Khazar kingdom, I'm sure. Quote, the second Khazarian military putsch was carried out in 1993 in Moscow when Khazar Jewish extremists who were carrying out extreme forms of economic transformation took over the executive power, leading positions in the parties, including opposition ones, power over the mass media, and the banking system. That was when they took down the USSR, and the ruling oligarchs took over and privatized. And Chabad Lubavitch, Jewish Russian gangsters, rule the roost today in Russia. And they're very close bosom buddies with Vladimir Putin. Here's a quote. Was the Chernobyl disaster intentional sabotage by Chabad agents? Maybe. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than 2 people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And reading right along from these quotes here, supporting the Ukraine being a new heavenly Jerusalem, or an Israel 2.0 rebooted for their Greater Israel project. Quote, the factual destruction of the USSR, the socialist empire built by Stalin, who, of course, was an agent of the Jewish banking cabal, was also begun long in advance of the Bolovinsky Putsch of 1991, namely in 1986, with the nightmare events at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station. A false flag event, maybe? It's right in line with everything else they do. Another quote, the names of the financiers who paid for the clearing of territory in advance of the second Khazaria are well known to us. Schiff, Warburg, and company. The same people, the same entities who fomented and put into place the Federal Reserve System in America to redistribute the wealth and create the biggest welfare state in the world. And these quotes were taken from Did Chabad Jews orchestrate Ukraine war to establish their third Khazaria kingdom? April 1st, 2022 by CFT team. Quote, genetic research showing that Eastern European Jews do indeed originate from the historical region of Khazaria in Central Asia and not Palestine has been officially accepted, which Jim Wald discusses below. Curiously, a mere month before this news was released in 2014, the Western-backed coup in Ukraine erupted. Remember? They've been battling it out in Ukraine for years. Just a coincidence? As our first author, J.C. Collins, observes, the war in Ukraine was intended to clear the Russians out of the Donbas and Crimea. Quote, the relationship between Israel and Kazakhstan has grown at a steady pace and includes coordination along political, trade, economic, defense, and intelligence lines. It's a coordinated effort, folks. They're pumping billions and billions and trillions of dollars into this. You think it's really to support the poor Ukrainian natives? Do you really think that for one moment? Let's put on our thinking caps, folks. Do they help you and I? So why are they going to go help the Ukrainian person? Right? It's obvious. Quote, a new capital called Astana was established within Kazakhstan on December 10th, 1997, and that's supposed to be the first smart city in the world. This capital is under construction and has contributed to a massive construction boom in the region. This new futuristic city is full of Masonic symbolism, Jewish Masonic symbolism, and New World religion designs. Quote, the pressure building along Russia's borders from NATO and Western Jewish financiers such as George Soros is intent on establishing a new Khazaria, which will be larger than the original and will incorporate the nation of Kazakhstan. The remnants of the old Khazaria are working toward this objective from within the nations of Israel, Ukraine, Poland, Georgia, and Kazakhstan. Quote, this war is meant to remove the ethnic and Russian-speaking majority from the east of the country, a region which made up a large section of the Khazar Empire 1,000 years before. Quote, it is looking obvious that both Russia and China are willing to accept the establishment of this new Khazaria in the heart of the Eurasian continent. The monetary objectives of all players on designing a new international financial framework is extremely telling of the more macro geopolitical and economic alignments taking place. End quote. And these were quotes from Khazaria 2.0, the planned Jewish migration out of Israel to Ukraine, March 4th, 2018, by TLB Project. This has been in the works for a while. For a while. And here are some quotes from Jews Behind Russia-Ukraine War to Form a New Jewish State. Islamic Scholar, April 3rd, 2022, and it was in the Jerusalem Post. Quote, the Jews are the ones behind the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and their goal is to create a new Jewish state to replace the failing Zionist project of Israel, Palestinian Islamic scholar Mra Nassar has claimed, as reported by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you're just tuning in, I am ramming home the idea that this Ukraine war is just another giant land grab for the Edomites, the Canaanites, those who call themselves Jews today, to create a new Israel 2.0 in Ukraine, in that region, or a third Khazarian kingdom. These are quotes from Jews Behind Russia-Ukraine War to Form New Jewish State by the Jerusalem Post, April 3rd of this year. Quote, according to Nasser, the traditional allies of the Jews, the U.S. and the West, have realized that Israel will come to an end within just 2 years, which has caused them to forsake it. And with that quote, I'd like to point out here that one Henry Kissinger predicted the end of Israel back in 2012, quoted from the New York Times. Kissinger said, in 2012, mind you, and the Israeli newspapers, Jerusalem Post, and Haaretz News asked then-Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, okay? And that's what he replied. quote, Israel will end in 10 years. That's 2022, folks. I think they took them seriously. Do you? The question was raised after a 2012 New York Times report quoted former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Heinz Kissinger as saying that, quote, support for Israel in the United States is waning and Israel will cease to exist in the next 10 years. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with waning support for Israel, but other factors, because it's only increased in the United States' aid to that disgusting criminal state called Israel today, occupying Palestine. The Israeli newspapers Jerusalem Post and Haaretz asked Henry Kissinger, and he doubled down and said, Israel will end in 10 years. Henry Kissinger has twice served as Secretary of State. As a Jew, he's well-versed in the mysteries of the U.S.-Israeli relations, so his views on Israel's future can be seen as authentic because of his diplomacy. And he, of course, was a playboy on the political and world scene during the Nixon era. He definitely knows his way around. The essence of the experiences gained, of course, has given Heinz Kissinger's role in American politics. His views on Israel are considered authentic. There is no other opinion that Israel has always had a special place in American foreign affairs, and it can be called the success of the powerful Jewish lobby in the United States. The same is true today of Israel's heavy bombing and indiscriminate violence against Palestinian Muslims and America's shameful silence on these atrocities. And that's my point, because unfortunately for them, right, the brown people, the Palestinian Muslims, don't fit that abolish whiteness narrative that they push so vehemently in America and all over the world. So what do? They push the resources over into the new Khazaria, into the Ukraine, because who's going to care about the indigenous native Ukrainian people? Right? That fits the bill. Right back to the quotes from the Jerusalem Post about the Russia-Ukraine war to form a new Jewish state, quote, this in turn will be supported by claims that Ukraine is the true home of the Jews, who will even declare that biblical Jerusalem, along with the first and second temples, were actually located within Ukraine all along, memory quoted Nassar as saying. Ha ha. That's what my wife asked me, too. You know, what about Israel? I mean, they say that's their homeland in Palestine. They are consummate liars, just like Jesus told us in John 8:44. They are of their father, the devil, a murderer from the beginning and the father of lies. So they only desire to fulfill their father's wishes and desires, which is to lie, cheat, steal, murder. It's obvious. Way too obvious. And this all comes from the protocols of the Elders of Zion, the blueprint for their treachery. A combination of notes from Smyrna, the courageous Elizabeth Dilling, Be Wise, and The Word. What are these protocols of the Elders of Zion, which refuse to stay dead? What is a protocol, anyway? In diplomacy, says the dictionary, protocols are a signed document containing a record of the points on which agreement has been reached by negotiating parties preliminary to a final treaty of compact. These protocols of the Elders of Zion are an actual program for the enslavement of the world and the destruction of Christian religion above all. And forget religion, folks. Just Yahweh's way, the truth, the life, the way. The gospel of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. They want the destruction of God. Ever since their publication, the Protocols have been the most controversial writings in the world. Powerful elements in society have made them controversial so that few would be courageous enough to use them. We are well aware that whoever uses the Protocols as a legitimate reference is automatically labeled as a fool and an anti-Semite, for they are vehemently condemned by Jews as the product of either Russian Tsar Nicholas II and his government, or as a plagiarized material from other sources, such as the Geneva Dialogues, written by one Maurice Jolly. Many deceived Christian or patriotic researchers have stated that they are a product of the Bavarian Illuminati. Be Wise plans to present some evidence as to their true origin. Unfortunately, we will not be able to post all the evidence that we have, which is just as well. In spite of the voluminous evidence we could present that the Protocols originated in secret Jewish meetings and temples, we will probably not exclusively attempt to prove that here. No matter what evidence is presented that would prove that this is the case, such an argument would be denied by a horde of quote-unquote experts. Always. Their circulation incites atom bomb-like fury on the part of the people who today claim that their religion is Pharisaism. This statement, for example, in the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, 1943, is typical. Quote, "The Jewish religion as it is today traces its descent without a break through all the centuries from the Pharisees. Their leading ideas and methods found expression in a literature of enormous extent, of which a very great deal is still in existence. The Talmud is the largest and most important single member of that literature, and the study of it is essential for any understanding of Pharisaism. Judaism. It is the opposite of Yahweh's teaching, the gospel of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. The basic doctrine is that only Pharisees are men. Others rank as animals to be milked or beefed. Non-Pharisees, to quote, are, quote, the people who are like an ass, slaves who are considered the property of the master, end quote. That's from Ketubot Eliyah, the Talmud. They may be killed, their wages withheld, cheated, enslaved. 63 Talmud books reek with these teachings. The Protocols are mild by contrast. No, the Protocols are self-explanatory. They are indeed the global plan of world conquest put forth by Jewish leaders in a series of meetings held in Basel, 1897, at the time of the first Zionist Congress. Quote, their plans were said to have been worked out whereby Jews were to corrupt the entire Christian civilization and on the ruins of Christendom erect a world state ruled over by Jews and Freemasons, end quote. That's part of an Encyclopedia Britannica definition, folks. Since the Protocols have proven to be accurate historically, and in that way they cannot be denied, it was necessary to attribute them to some obscure origin. However, they are right in step with the Talmud, many Jewish rabbis throughout history, and the Jewish Utopia, written by Michael Higger, another rabbinic Jewish Talmudic scholar. We post them along with other information to let you be the judge. Galatians 4:16 says, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Ain't that the truth, huh? Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You'll be hated for telling the truth today, folks. It's just the way it is. And I've known that going in. Here is the Britain's translation of the complete text of the notorious Nihilus Protocols of the Wise Men of Zion. The Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol number 1. Right lies in might. Freedom, an idea only. Liberalism, gold. Faith, self-government. Despotism of capital. The internal foe, the mob, anarchy, politics versus Jewish Masonic authority. The ends justify the means. The mob, a blind man. Political ABC party discord. Most satisfactory form of rule is despotism. Alcohol. Classism. Corruption. Principles and rules of the Jewish Masonic government. Terror. Quote, liberty, equality, fraternity. The principles of dynastic rule. Annihilation of the privileges of Goy. The aristocracy, i.e. the non-Jew. And Goyim, folks, in Hebrew just means nations. But they use it to refer to all non-Jews derogatorily. They hate us. They hate you. You better learn it, or you will be destroyed for it. The abstractness of liberty, power of removal of representatives of the people. Putting aside fine phrases, we shall speak of the significance of each thought. By comparisons and deductions, we shall throw light upon surrounding facts. What I am about to set forth, then, is our system from the two points of view, that of ourselves and that of the Goyim, or the non-Jews. It must be noted that men with bad instincts are more in number than the good, and therefore the best results in governing them are attained by violence and terrorization. Or terrorism, and not by academic discussions. That's why they do what they do today. This is their blueprint. Every man aims at power. Everyone would like to become a dictator if only he could. And rare indeed are the men who would not be willing to sacrifice the welfare of all for the sake of securing their own welfare. Selfishness, narcissism. The Jew. What has restrained the beasts of prey, who are called men? What has served for their guidance hitherto? In the beginnings of the structure of society, they were subjected to brutal and blind force, afterwards to law, which is the same force, only disguised. I draw the conclusion that by the law of nature, right lies in force. Political freedom is an idea, but not a fact. This idea one must know how to apply whenever it appears necessary with this bait of an idea to attract the masses of the people to one's party for the purpose of crushing another who is an authority. And that right there is what they do with American politics, folks. Hey, come be the MAGA. Join the MAGA movement. Let's get rid of these liberals and these Democrats. It's both sides, folks. Both sides are owned by Israeli Jews. And what's MAGA mean, anyways? It's magic. Sorcery. This task is rendered easier if the opponent has himself been infected with the idea of freedom, so-called liberalism, and for the sake of an idea, is willing to yield some of his power. It is precisely here that the triumph of our theory appears. The slackened reins of government are immediately, by the law of life, caught up and gathered together by a new hand, because the blind might of the nation cannot for one single day exist without guidance, and the new author merely fits into the place of the old, already weakened by liberalism. That's the two-party system in America, every 4 to 8 years, out with the old, in with the new. But there's nothing new under the sun, folks. Nothing. They replace the old with the same. The same advisors, the same Jewish banking cabal, the same political interest, the same private interest, the same thing. All to redistribute the wealth to foreigners, to globalists, to internationalists who hate you and America. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
As normal, no more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And if you haven't been tuned in, you missed quite a show. I tried to lay down the foundation for my thesis that the Ukraine war is just another massive land grab for these Talmudic Edomites, those who call themselves Jews today, who are making their out from Israel. They realize that their battle against the Palestinians will somehow result in egg on their face, and it's been happening for years, so they're trying their luck in the new Khazaria, the Khazar kingdom that they once had, in the area of Ukraine, Georgia, Kazakhstan, so on and so forth. And it's all there. It's what they're doing. We are funneling billions and billions of dollars over there. And is it benefiting America? While they're funneling immigrants into our country, the welfare state, not helping the peoples that actually created this nation? It's all there in their protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And former Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who was once quoted after their 9/11 attack happened as saying, 9/11 is good for Israel, said this about America. Quote, America is the golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's largest welfare state that we will create and control. Why? Because it's God's will, and America is big enough to take the hit and survive so we can do it again and again and again. This is what we do to countries we hate. Destroy them very slowly and make the people suffer for refusing to be our slaves. That was a quote from the Sphinx Bar in Jerusalem in 1990. By a Russian intelligence asset. And they have a tape, supposedly, of that conversation. I've never heard it, but I'd like to. But I've seen other tapes of Benjamin Netanyahu saying things just the same, stated in other ways. He is of the synagogue of Satan, one of God's enemies, and thus your enemy. In our day, the power which has replaced that of the rulers who were liberal is the power of gold. Time was when faith ruled. And this is again from Protocol Number 1 in the Protocols of Zion. The idea of freedom is impossible of realization because no one knows how to use it with moderation. It is enough to hand over a people to self-government for a certain length of time for that people to be turned into a disorganized mob. From that moment on, we get internecine strife, which soon develops into battles between classes, in the midst of which states burn down and their importance is reduced to that of a heap of ashes. Whether a state exhausts itself in its own convulsion. That individual will. All right, folks, we've come to the end. Keep listening to RBN. God bless you, America, and thank you for listening.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.